Democrats in the House of Representatives yesterday released a stimulus bill that lays out $54 billion for renewable energy. That means things like solar energy grids, electric cars, and wind power. But some of the biggest obstacles to creating sustainable energy may not be in the funding, but rather how the programs are implemented. For example, in California, there is a statewide debate over how to get green energy from one place to the other, how to transport solar power from, say, sunny regions to cooler, mountainous ones. Maria Hinojosa is a senior correspondent for Now on PBS. She's taking a look at these issues tonight on PBS's Blueprint America. Good morning and welcome, Maria.
Hey, Adora, how are you?
Just fine. Glad to have you. What did you find out in your investigation?
We decided to take a look at, okay, if we're really going to do renewable energy, clean energy, how does it actually happen? I mean, if we're really going to do this across the country, how does it happen? Well, California is pretty much of a trendsetter in a lot of ways, and certainly on the issue of climate and environment. So we went to California, and we looked at a proposed power line around San Diego. It's called the Sunrise Power Link. And that's where it gets really interesting, Adora, because, you know, we have an image of, okay, well, let's get clean energy. But how do you exactly get clean energy? Well, it gets a lot more complicated when you're actually in a position of, all right, well, how do you deliver the energy from one place to another? And here's the central question, or one of the central questions, because there are many. Does it mean you're going to have to put up new transmission lines in order to get this energy? And that's where we found a lot of interesting stuff going on in San Diego around this, the San Diego Gas and Electric Company and its parent company, Sempra, and a little bit of what we are calling greenwashing. I don't know if a lot of people know that term, but, you know, basically a company that is a for-profit electric company, energy company, saying, this is going to be the greenest project ever. And then you're kind of like, well, maybe not so much. But the point is that what's happening in California, in Southern California, is basically can be like a cautionary tale for what's going to happen for the rest of us across the country.
So when you start talking about, first of all, you've got to generate the energy, right? And then you've got to get it to the places where it's needed. What are the most complicated obstacles in that process?
Well, there are a lot of complicated obstacles. What we wanted to do, because we do television, is that, and we wanted to make this an interesting visual story, is that we actually went out and took a look. So how do you actually harness enough solar energy to power not one or two or three, but thousands of homes? So as part of our story, we went out to Sandia National Labs, and there's a company there called Sterling Energy. That's actually owned, it was bought by an Irish company. And they have, it was amazing, Adora. I was standing under a huge solar dish that was probably maybe 4 or 5 stories high. And the dish basically operates like a sunflower. It follows the sun throughout the entire day. Takes all of this energy, these are all a bunch of mirrored panels, takes all of this energy in the Stirling engine where heat is converted through combustion. Don't ask me about all of that because I'm not an engineer, but, you know, through combustion into energy. Now, the problem is that, you know, how do you get all of this energy that's being accumulated in these solar farms proposed, you know, out there in the middle of nowhere, whether it's in New Mexico or California? And that's the question again. Now, Sterling Energy is saying, look, we've got this prototype, but the only way it's really going to work for us is if we have transmission lines to get this power through all of this, you know, solar farm.
And that doesn't sound so green, putting up more transmission lines.
Exactly. And here's where we found a lot of interesting things going on in San Diego, because a lot of, at first, we, you know, the way it was, this story was being spun about the Sunrise Power Link. And again, it's a story about San Diego, but we need to pay attention because it will be happening across the country. But the way it was kind of put out was, oh, you know, the environmentalists are very upset because solar panels, solar dishes are going to be put out in their, you know, beautiful lands in the backcountry, and you're going to have these wind turbines and it's going to look ugly. And actually, what a lot of the environmentalists and the activists in the San Diego area are saying is, here's the thing, we don't really trust that SDG&E and the parent company Sempra are really going to put clean energy on these transmission lines that they want to build. And then when SDG&E and Sempra were basically asked by the Public Utility Commission, well, by one commissioner, to put it in writing, to make it legally binding that they will put a majority, a substantial amount of clean energy on these lines, they wouldn't do it. They would not put it in writing. So that leaves a lot of people saying, gee, okay, so they're going to put up new transmission lines, which are huge, and then they're not even going to use it to bring in clean energy. So that's where all of us have a lot of questions that we have to be asking as this moves on in the future.
Well, Maria, this is Todd Zwillick, and there are a lot of questions. And you're talking about greenwashing going on in San Diego and across California, but this is really going on nationwide, isn't it? I just think of one example. I see ads on buses and in the metro stations all over Washington from oil companies saying, we're going green. Won't you join us? It's from a gasoline oil company essentially implying, we're green. What's wrong with you? What's your problem?
No.
Isn't that going on everywhere?
It is going on everywhere. I mean, you know, you see these wonderful, beautiful commercials that SDG&E has put out there, you know, with these sunflowers, and they're just gorgeous and blue skies. And everybody really wants to buy in to doing clean energy. And that's why we have to be that much more vigilant. Because we're so interested in wanting to make this happen across the country. And there's an interest now, certainly, with the upcoming Obama administration to make it happen quickly, that we can't forget that these are for-profit energy companies. So if they
with PR companies working for them.
You got it. So that means that all of us who have the best intentions have got to work together, we've got to communicate, and we've got to really hold these people to it. And you can watch the show tonight on Now on PBS, don't forget, where we do really fascinating investigative journalism all the time.
And there's Maria doing her own PR. Maria Hinojosa, thanks so much for joining us. That's PBS's Blueprint America, airing Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Maria.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.